the children will come down. We'll gather around. I'd like to read the Christmas story with you. Lots of nice-looking children. And you know, that's something about Jesus. He loved the little children. He said, "Let the little children come unto me and forbid them not, for such is of the kingdom of God." The little children were like a part of the family of God, and Jesus loved the little children. And you know, in the Christmas story, "And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth unto Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage or the family of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son," that was Jesus, "and she wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in their field, keeping watch over their flock of sheep by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid." They really got scared. "And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly host," a whole lot of angels, "saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. It came to pass, when the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing which the angels have made known unto us, which the Lord has made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all the people that heard it wondered at the things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard." And then in the another part of it says, "There came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born, King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. And when they heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding joy. And when they were into the house, they saw the mother, the child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And they opened unto their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh." You see, God had good news that he loved you and he loved me, and he sent his son Jesus to come and be our Savior and our Lord. And he wanted everybody to know. So he sent a star to guide some men there, and he sent some angels to sing about Jesus and to tell him. And as you grow older, learn to invite Jesus into your heart. Because with Jesus in your heart, you're going to be just all he wants you to be. He wants you to know how much he loves you every day of your life. Now, before you go back to seat, I have something for you. Now, promise me you won't eat them till mom or daddy says you can. You can have one too. Oh, that one's broken.
Here's one. I gave mine to Madison.
I am not responsible. It's good to have Pastor Philip and his family with us today. And y'all love on them already and love on them some more before they leave. Make them feel really, really glad that they've come to the Lord's house today. I only met him one time at pastor's conference. He was going out and I was coming in. So, and you know what? Do you remember what the preachers said that day? They said, good riddance to you, but they were not letting your wife leave. now I don't know, you know, I don't know the significance of that, but yeah, it's good to have you back. It really is. We are glad that you're here. You know, there's an old song, Precious Memories, How They Linger, How They Ever Flood My Soul. Isn't it wonderful that the Lord gave us memory? And we can think about and memorize and meditate on things in the past, things in the present, things in the future. And we can also meditate on things that might change the future. It's always intrigued me, the little phrase there at the verse 19 of Luke 2, Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. She thought about them. She meditated on them. You think about Mary is there looking into the face of Jesus, the Son of God. You think about all that she was meditating on. For example, think back. An angel appeared to her and said, this is going to be your legacy in life, to be the mother of the Savior. And an angel appearing unto Joseph and saying, Mary, and saying to him, it's okay for you to marry Mary. It's all according to the plan of God. And now the shepherds have just knocked on the door of the stable and have said, we're out there in the field, and then all of a sudden there's a messenger from heaven and saying the Savior's born, and then there was a host from the heaven singing glory, hallelujah, and we had to come see what it was all about. And Mary looking into the face of Jesus. Is he going to grow up and lead the mighty army that drives out the Romans and restores Israel to the glory of David and Solomon? Or is it going to be some other way? What precious memories. Let's think about your memories and my memories of Christmas for a few moments. Let's ponder a few things in our hearts. Things that have been, things that now are, things that can be. Now, if you're a businessman and you have one of those businesses where about 50% of your profits for the year come during the Christmas shopping holiday, you're pondering, how much is in the bottom line? How much money did I make? Did I make enough money to last for another year in this business. Now, if you're an unwise shopper who blew your credit card, you're thinking, man, why did I do that? Why did I spend more than I can afford? You've heard the old joke. We spend money we don't have to buy presents for people we don't like. You ever done that? You ever bought a real expensive big toy for your kid? And they were so excited on Christmas morning, they opened that toy and they played with it for 15 minutes and then they spent the rest of Christmas afternoon playing with the box. And you think, you know, I could have gone down to the U-Haul place and spent $5 for a big old box and got out $200 cheaper. If we spend unwisely, sometimes at the end of Christmas Day, we just have broken stuff. Just junk. What are your memories of Christmas Day? How did you use what you have? Some of your memories are not pleasant. And you're not looking forward to this afternoon or tomorrow when the family gets together because there's always one or two obnoxious family members. You're thinking, oh no, I hope Uncle so-and-so or Aunt so-and-so doesn't come. You know, that's something that you can change, not by not coming, not by not going, not attending, but your own attitude. I'm thinking back to years and years ago, we had somebody in our family, they came in every Christmas, every time family get together, and they had this humongous chip on their shoulder. They just waited, wanting me and my wife to knock it off. And it frustrated them no end that we wouldn't knock it off. We were pleasant when they came in. We were pleasant if we had to say pass the potatoes or whatever. But we would not get into an argument with them over something religious, something spiritual. And we were able to diffuse and to change a situation just by our attitude in ministering to them. Some of you, as you get together, it's going to be precious, precious memories. Families grow, the new baby's born. Maybe a loved one has passed away. But precious memories. Do you have memories of things that were special that you gave or that you were given? I'll share a couple of mine with you. A long time ago, I used to love to rabbit hunt. Haven't been in 30 years, but used to love it. Problem was, Daddy had himself and four boys, so that's five, but only three shotguns. And so somebody was always left out. Well, you can imagine my thrill that Christmas my wife bought me a shotgun. I didn't have to depend on Daddy's shotgun anymore. I had my own. I remember the first Christmas we were married. My wife had found this nice, beautiful outfit at Belch in Siler City. But I couldn't afford it. Well, Sunday night before Christmas, after the children's program, and you know, I'm a brand new pastor, been one for maybe 3 months. I don't know anything about what's going on. And the deacons called me up and gave me a Christmas bonus. And so the next morning I helped the belt manager open his store. She still has part of that outfit. I asked her to wear it this morning, but she said it might be a little snug. But she looks so good in it that, you know, I just always felt proud. You know, that's my wife. You know, those are special Christmas memories. I pray that you have some. Special Christmas memories of things that have happened in your life. But what about memories of ministry? Memories of giving. Long before my dad ever said that I believe in Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, he was doing Christian ministry. You show up at my dad's house, and dad loved to cook. And the more he could cook for the more people, the better. And we'd show up at Thanksgiving, at Christmas, and dad would be there at the stove with these carry-out trays, filling them up. Now, catch that. It wasn't the cold leftovers after the family had had everything they wanted. It was straight out of the pots, hot. And once he had a cardboard box full of all the trays he wanted, then he and whichever boy's car was nearest the road around the neighborhood, widows, shut-ins, and even for several years up on some of the back alleys of Albemarle to some street people that he knew. Then we would go back to the house and the family would sit down and eat. You see, I have that precious memory of somebody that cared about the widows, the shut-ins, those in the community that might have eaten a can of tomato soup or chicken noodle soup or something for lunch. I pray that you have memories of ministry to somebody in your family, in your community. I pray also that you have some precious memories of celebrating Jesus, just like we did with the children a moment ago. This week I was reading a devotional, and the fellow said that back when he was, and he's now probably in his 60s, back when he was a kid, on Christmas morning, before they got around the tree and opened any presents, the family sat down and his dad would read the Christmas stories to them. Well, of course, you know, he said when they first started that tradition, the kids were like, "What's on the tree? What's on the tree?" You know. But as the years went by, it became such a special part of their life, and now it's concluded, carried over to his kids and to his grandkids. He said that family would not think of doing anything before they talk about Jesus, they ask the kids questions, and even the little ones ask questions, answer questions, as they talk about what Jesus means to them. In our family, it was always Christmas Eve, and the tree lit, the house about half dark, but enough light to read the Christmas story as our children gathered around us. How special. I pray that you have some special Christmas traditions that involve Jesus. For he is our Savior and our Lord, and his coming to earth is what made the difference in our salvation. And I pray that you have some memories and some expectations because of your giving. Same man that wrote about reading the Christmas story with his children on Christmas morning talked about one of his grandmothers. He said when she was so poor that when they went to her house to eat, him being a little boy, he said, "Can I have some more?" And she'd say, "No, son, we don't have enough for seconds." But said, "You know, I remember that once a year, she had put a $1 bill in an envelope." Now, this is 60 years ago. $1 bill in an envelope, addressed that envelope to a national, worldwide Christian ministry, hold that envelope over her heart, and mail it in. Like a widow giving her two mites. Don't you reckon that that grandmother somewhere now in heaven, somebody showed up and said, you gave that dollar. It bought a Bible that led me to Jesus. And I was able to lead some other people in my village to Jesus. And we're here in heaven because of you. The wonderful thing about Christmas and focusing upon first our personal relationship with Jesus and then our relationship with others and then our ministry to others as it doesn't stop right now. Jesus says, lay up for yourselves treasure in heaven where there's no taxes, no moth, no rust, no thieves. And I pray that as you celebrate Christmas this year, you celebrate it with Jesus in your heart. If you don't, would you receive him before you leave this building today? I pray that you celebrate Jesus in loving upon your family. I pray that you celebrate Jesus in ministry to others. And I pray that you celebrate Jesus in such a way that you have eternal, everlasting rewards in heaven because of the way you shared Jesus with others. Precious memories. May you have precious memories of the past, precious memories of the present, precious memories for all of eternity. Mary pondered these things in her heart. She thought about what is the eternal significance of what's happening with this little baby that I hold. May you ponder, meditate, think about the eternal things of life. That your life might make a difference. That your life might honor the Savior. For God so loved that he gave that whosoever might believe would have eternal life. Oh, thank God. And I love the passage in Scripture in Romans. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Not that we were such great folks, but that Jesus came, died, and rose again because he loved. The choir is going to sing now for us as they come and bless us once again. Many of you couldn't have been here last Sunday night. For one reason or the other. So the choir is going to come now and bless us with their cantata.
While the choir is coming up, I would ask that you please stand and go speak to someone and welcome to the church this morning and speak to someone this morning, please.